From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. A new life-saving device will be installed throughout Hollywood in the next several weeks. The city and the Memorial Healthcare System have acquired 90 life-saving bleeding control kits to allow bystanders to take action in the event of an emergency. The South Florida Water Management District's governing board unanimously named Ernie Marks the district's new executive director. Marks is the former South Region director for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, where he oversaw the state's agency's operations from Okeechobee County to the Florida Keys. Marks starts August 2nd. Visiting Cuba can be an emotional experience for first-generation Cuban Americans who have only heard of island life through relatives.
You need to, like, smell that burning sugar cane. You need to, like, taste that pork that does really taste much better.
Coming up in 15 minutes, the Cuba One Foundation brings a group of authors home to a place they've never been, Cuba. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.